proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, it's my delight to be with you today. On today's program, I'd like to share with you an article that was written by the late Dr. Jacob Gartenhaus, who founded our mission, International Board of Jewish Missions, back in 1949. He wrote an article entitled Israel's Glorious Future, and I pray that this will be a challenge to you as we look through this. He says, "Much has been said and written concerning Israel's glorious heritage, but comparatively little has been said or written about their glorious and golden future, although the scriptures could not be plainer concerning God's plans and purposes for them and through them for the world." The Apostle Paul said in Romans 9, verses 4 and 5, "Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises? Whose are the fathers, and as of whom are concerning the flesh of Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever?" This passage gives us a clear picture of future in the opening verses of the 11th chapter of Romans. There probably were some people in the apostles' time who felt that God had repudiated his people, or Paul may have anticipated that this idea would spring up in the centuries to come, and so he raises the question, is God through with the Jew? And then he answers it with an emphatic, God forbid, and proceeds to prove his point by citing first his own experience. He then calls attention to the remnant according to the election of grace. He mentions the 7,000 people in the time of Elijah who had not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. A careful reading of the 11th chapter of Romans should convince any believer of the blessings God has in store for the people of Israel, and through them for the world. We read, "If the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?" This exact fulfillment of every promise made to Israel in the past is the best guarantee of the fulfillment of promises for the future of his people. Isaiah 44, verse 21 reads, "Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant. O Israel, thou art not forgotten of me." Later on in Jeremiah 31, verses 1 and also verse 9, it says, "At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn." It is impossible to attempt any detailed description of the marvelous blessings that shall be poured out upon Israel when the Lord returns, and they acknowledge him as their Messiah. According to the prophet Ezekiel, there shall be showers of blessing. It is evident from many prophecies that the restoration of Israel and Judah in their own land will then be fully accomplished. For instance, we read in Ezekiel 37, "Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, and they shall no more be two nations, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, and they shall dwell therein forever. My tabernacle also shall be with them, yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people." What a blessed privilege is ours to help proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Jewish people. Again, we've been reading today Israel's Glorious Future. This was an article written by Dr. Jacob Gartenhaus, who founded this mission back in 1949. And we still endeavor to carry on the same passion of Dr. Gartenhaus and proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. We pray that your heart has been touched today as we've been talking about Israel's glorious future. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to our website, ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May the Lord richly bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.